For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says a tax cut enacted despite his veto is a, quote, very real threat to the state's principles of fiscal discipline. The tax cut measure gradually reduces Missouri's top individual income tax rate and phases in a new deduction for business income reported on personal tax returns. Missouri's Republican-led legislature overrode Nixon's veto of the bill. Supporters contend the tax cut will help the economy and keep Missouri competitive with other states that have enacted tax cuts. The Democratic governor said today the tax cut bill doesn't prioritize or adequately protect education. He says families and businesses know that public education is the best economic development tool. Missouri legislative budget leaders have embraced a financing plan for a new facility on the Fulton State Hospital campus. The proposal calls for issuing bonds through the Missouri Development Finance Board and paying them off over 25 years. The upcoming year's budget would include $14.2 million for payment on bonds. House and Senate negotiators are working today on a final version of next year's state budget. The financing proposal approved today by the lawmakers follows Governor Jay Nixon's plan for the project. The Fulton State Hospital is Missouri's only maximum security psychiatric facility and the oldest public mental health facility west of the Mississippi River. Patients include those committed by the courts for evaluation and treatment and people found not guilty or unable to stand trial because of mental disease. The tax cut bill vetoed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has been overridden and is set to become law in 2017, barring a legal challenge. Today, House Republicans were aided by one Democrat, Keith English of St. Louis County, whose vote gave the bill the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto. English has so far been unavailable for comment, while House Speaker Tim Jones called him brave.
He actually approached me for the very first time this morning and said, are you aware of the fact that I'm going to vote yes? And I said yes and thank you. And he said, do you have any advice for me? I said, be careful. And he said, okay.
Majority Floor Leader John Deal also said that English should not ask anything of them in exchange for his vote. Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon responded in a written statement saying the tax cut bill, quote, remains a real threat to the state's fiscal discipline and AAA bond rating. If the new law does take effect, it will phase in a cut in the individual income tax rate to 5.5%, down from the current 6%, and will phase in a 25% deduction in business income earned by individuals. More than 20 people have been arrested after demonstrators briefly interrupted debate in the Missouri Senate to protest lawmakers' refusal to accept federal dollars to expand the state's Medicaid program. Protesters filled the public galleries, chanted and sang hymns during Senate debate today for about an hour. A spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Public Safety says 23 people were arrested for refusing to leave after being asked by Capitol Police. They were checked for active arrest warrants but were not handcuffed or taken into custody. Missouri's Republican-led legislature has cited long-term costs in repeatedly rejecting attempts to expand eligibility for low-income adults under the terms of President Barack Obama's health care law. Supporters say expanding Medicaid will provide health care to those who cannot afford private coverage. A compromise may be in sight between a student housing complex and a group of petitioners against the development. KBIA's Kelly Skian has this.
The city's newest First Ward Council member, Jenny Chadwick, introduced a bill at the Columbia City Council meeting Monday night that would replace the ground floor of Opus Development Company's planned apartments with an active living space, among other changes. Some Columbia residents hope this will create a friendlier feel along the sidewalk. The bill comes after Opus Development Company threatened to sue when a repeal campaign known as Repeal 6214 attempted to change their agreement. Repeal 6214 organizer Jeremy Root says he appreciates the process the bill will go through, but says he still doesn't support it.
It's going to go through a normal process, not at noontime meetings that are called through a highly irregular way. That's not the process that we like to see in Columbia. Our citizens are very invested and engaged, and they want to maintain the vision that they've sponsored and paid for downtown for years.
The 256-bed apartment is planned for Locust Street near 7th and 8th Streets. As part of the original agreement, Opus Development Company would still pay $450,000 before construction starts for sewer and water upgrades. Kelly Skian, KBIA News.
23 clergy members were arrested today during a rally at the Capitol. The rally by the group Missouri Faith Voices was meant to get state senators to expand Medicaid eligibility. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
Over 300 members of the Missouri Faith Voices gathered in the rotunda for a rally before certain clergy members moved into the Senate gallery. While other members showed support outside of the gallery, the select clergy members sang and prayed out loud for about an hour before police arrested them. Molly House Gordon is the pastor at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Columbia. She was one of the members who gathered in support of the clergy members and Medicaid expansions. She says they planned to stay there until they were removed in order to prove their point.
They continued to pray and sing until they were arrested and removed from the gallery as a witness to the fact that as people of faith, we are called to speak out about dignity and that we will not be silenced.
Missouri Faith Voices has called, written, and emailed the legislators to meet with them, but nothing has changed. Under the federal health care law, states can use federal money to expand the Medicaid program for low-income families. Michelle Scott Huffman is the pastor at Table of Grace and organizer of Faith Voices in Jefferson City. She says Medicaid expansion is important because all people are made in the image of God.
One of the ways that we respect that dignity is by providing avenues for people to remain healthy and live lives that are, if not abundant, at least sustainable.
Scott Huffman feels as if their voices were heard today, but she doesn't know if any change will occur. She does hope that the senators now know their voices will continue to be heard in the future. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.